The passage describes the detailed regulations for three primary types of offerings: burnt grain and fellowship, that the Israelites are to present to the Lord, as communicated by God to Moses at the tent of meeting. The main characters are the Lord who gives the commands, Moses who receives them, the Israelite worshiper bringing the offering, and Aaron's sons, the priests who perform the ritual actions. This occurs within the context of the newly established sacrificial system for the Israelite community. The Lord instructs Moses on the proper procedures for offerings. For a burnt offering from the herd, the worshiper presents a flawless male animal, lays a hand on its head, and slaughters it. The priests then handle the blood, arrange the dismembered pieces on the altar, and burn all of it. Similar procedures govern offerings from the flock or birds. For a grain offering, the worshiper brings fine flour with oil and incense. The priest burns a memorial portion, and the remainder goes to the priests. Grain offerings must be unleavened and salted. For a fellowship offering from the herd or flock, the worshiper presents a flawless animal, lays a hand on it, and slaughters it. The priests handle the blood, and the specified fat and organs are burned on the altar. A lasting ordinance forbids the eating of fat or blood. The New Testament connection notes that Christ gave himself as a fragrant offering and sacrifice. The psalm response states that God did not ultimately desire sacrifice and offering, but rather a willing obedience to do God's will. These regulations establish a formal priestly system for approaching God through sacrificial offerings, which are described as pleasing aromas. The event trajectory moves from God's initiation of the commands to the detailed implementation by the people and priests. This system forms a core component of Israel's worship and covenant life, as presented in the law. The paired texts later reflect on the ultimate purpose behind such sacrifices, pointing toward a perfect offering and the primacy of obedience.